The NAFTA podcast.
Sometimes may be good, sometimes may be shit.
Yo, 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 NAFTA podcast, we are back. Ironically enough, Michael made a joke about it being episode 199 last pod, and I don't think he's far off. I think this may actually be 199. So we are creeping ever so closer to episode 200. I'll confirm that here in a minute, but you got myself. You got both the Tuckers, Dylan and Nick. Dylan, it's been a minute since you've been on. What's going on? How you been? How's the family? How the wolves? How's the candle?
If anyone needs a candle, I have it right here.
Is that your second one?
No, I haven't even. This is still the first one. I need a lighter, though.
Why are you shaking it?
Because you need the lighter fluid to work.
For those listening, Dylan is shaking a long neck lighter to light the wolf's candle.
It doesn't want to be lit because there's no game going on right now. But you get the drift. I can't tell anyone where we bought this from because this is the most magical candle ever. The Wolves, since this candle has been bought, they're unbeaten. And today I forgot to light it and sniff it before the game. So, like, the fact that we got a draw means, like, it's still, like, really running. Outside of that,
candle
though.
Candle etiquette.
Yeah.
Candle, I like the snip. I've seen so many TikToks about how to properly light a candle. Candle etiquette on your part.
Check it out. Outside of that, I mean, life's good. Wolves are good. I don't know. Had a nice impromptu weekend. Went to a $25 concert of some guy I've never heard of who I think is going to be famous in 3 years. So, shout out JB3 if you're a hero.
I'm not going to lie, Dylan. You really do seem like the Brighton of like going to see an artist. You have no clue who they are. And then 3 years from now, they end up being pretty decent. I feel like you're a Brighton scout.
I have no idea who this guy was until our other brother invited me to go see him. Went to Bowery Ballroom. Me and the other 400 people who saw this guy, they all knew the words. Looked him up on Spotify. He has like 2.4 million listeners a month, like 125 million streams on one song. One album. Guy's gonna be a star.
Fun t-shirt. There you go. Love to hear it. Nick. You held the pod down with Michael last episode, and this is 198, so we got two more. Big 200's coming up. Okay. Hopefully we'll maybe do something big about that. But you and I beforehand, we were talking about flights. Actually, the three of us were talking about flights. I just got back from Florida. You're heading down to Florida. You disclosed some information. Do you want to disclose this information on pod?
Did I have flight anxiety?
No, you're flying with Spirit.
I know people.
I'm not one to make fun of anxiety, but you have flight anxiety and you're still flying Spirit.
Hey, Nick, before you answer, as someone also with crippling flight anxiety, which I think I conquered this year, I'm not going to lie, because I talked my way through it the entire time. Spirit Airlines has a shining record. The problem with Spirit is who flies Spirit. The unwashed masses. I'm just kidding. I'm not Michael would be pissed right now.
John's actually attending Burning Man next August.
I'm not an elitist. But it's the clientele on Spirit are what gives you the problems, because there's no rules. It's the Wild West.
I don't know. There's some videos on TikTok and Instagram of people on some bigger name brands that start yelling and pointing fingers, you know, but...
See?
I think it's just people are crazy. I don't know, man. It's a stigma, but yeah, I'm a little nervous. You know, I would say my flight anxiety is like a 5. Like, it's very much flight. It's very much flight to flight.
Okay.
But the fact that it's a 5:30 a.m. takeoff might be advantageous to me.
I love a daytime flight.
I can't sleep. So, on a place, maybe I'll be so tired, I'll just pass out for like an hour or something like that. But
do you want me to give? I'll give the listeners John's big three tips for kicking flight anxiety's ass. You ready? One, you sit next to the window, because I know how you are. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Why are you shaking your head?
I want to see as little of what's below me as possible.
That's insanity.
You can't see anything anyway.
I only want to see when I land. I want to know when we're making contact with solid ground again.
Does turbulence give you an issue?
Yes.
But so why wouldn't you want to be by the window so when you get the turbulence and you look outside and you're still just above the clouds, you're good?
Also, help with turbulence. Look. He thought he liked that one. Look at the stewardess. If they aren't scared, you shouldn't be scared.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's a great point that I wasn't even going to mention. But the flight I was on today had the guy was like, "We're going to have 90 minutes of turbulence straight up, just straight up." And I like when the pilot tells you like the game plan. I'm just even more bought in, and I trust them more. We had another pilot in the same row as us, and like we hit some big patches, and this dude was just sitting there like playing Sudoku. Like, it just doesn't even register to him. So, one, sit by the window, because I do like checking it out there. Two, I love a daytime flight, because you can see more. I'm the control freak, right? So I hate, like, I want to be able to think I have control. Like, you know, I feel like if something would happen, maybe I could save it. I know I can't, but maybe I could, so that's my stupid brain. And then, three, the best thing you could ever do is go watch a airplane wing stress test on YouTube, because these wings are built to go like this and not break.
Two things. One, you forgot to say drink. Two, two would now be a bad time to say there's a story of a plane getting grounded because someone noticed that there were screws missing from the wing.
I've heard that before.
Point four, avoid Boeing. You know, they only control 60% of all planes, so you should be good there, you know?
I gotta say, the best advice I got is from my one friend. He'll know who he is because he is a listener. He sent me a video. It's like, turbulence is like being on a boat. It's just like going over the waves. Yeah. And ever since he told me that, it has significantly helped. Significantly.
Perfect. Helped. You want to hear my version of that I got fed? Because this girl that I grew up with, I found out, was a flight attendant. For Alaska Airlines, a little bit of a hippie. I think I've told this story on pod before, but I asked the same question. I was like, is turbulence bad? And she goes, think of the plane as a whale, and it's just supposed to be in the ocean. It's supposed to be there, alluding to the same point as your friend making.
Yeah.
But because she smoked a lot more weed than I think your friend did, we ended up as a whale and not as a boat.
In the last 6 to 8 months, they might be equal, but lifetime, she's probably better.
Hey, he's on a high-speed train to the Ganja Town. It's all right. The new Bob Marley doc is coming out, and people want to get ready for it any way they can. Anyway, I wanted to ask this before we jump into actual potting and actual soccer shit. What is the top four airlines that like, or your top whatever? Since we're in New York, we're a hub for, like, everything. I have a clear number one, and today I found out I have a clear bottom four. So, Dylan, since you're not on a plane anytime, well, maybe you are, but since you haven't been, you tell me your starters.
So, I think there's a two at the top, but because of Newark being a hub, I fly it more, so I put United one. However, I would flip it. I'm going to flip it, and I'm going to say Delta one, United two. Are we doing domestic? Like, am I supposed to be saying the Emirates right now?
No, don't say. Just do domestic. Don't say Emirates.
I'll say that's two. I've never had a problem with JetBlue, so I put JetBlue on that list. And then
Damn. And then
U.S. Is probably three.
I think U.S. isn't even a thing anymore.
American.
Yeah. Nick?
United.
Fuck, we're so fucking different.
United.
Well, you probably love Southwest because you're from the Midwest.
Oh, I've flown Southwest before. Southwest was great, but I would go with Delta. I would go United, JetBlue. Although JetBlue has to drop down because they're...
You've never flown Delta before, have you?
Once, yeah, but they're but JetBlue service is really bad. Like they're dropping flights left and right. But yeah, I'm pretty much been exclusive United, and it was whatever before Continental. When Dad, we used to fly around the country with Dad. You know, yeah. He would go on a work trip, and we'd count that as a vacation from time to time.
The former airline of the Cleveland Indians, now Guardians. man, I'm so different than you guys. JetBlue's clear number one to me. I think it's just
they tried to buy Spirit and it got blocked because of monopoly rules.
But you love JetBlue this week. You're flying out of LaGuardia where it's a hub. That's why.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm JetBlue number one. I guess I'll go United too. Haven't had a problem with Southwest or Spirit, but I honestly kind of think they're in the same place. Like, whatever. Today's flight was Delta. That is a piece of shit airline. And the stewardess was mean to me today. Like, I tried to throw my thing away, and she yelled at me. She goes, "Not yet." And I was like, "Yo, I'm sorry. I had headphones on. My bad." So I'm anti-Delta at the moment.
To stand up for you, and because of this other thing I forgot to mention, I'll flip-flop again. I'll go United 1, Delta 2 for the fact that United has Stroop waffles, and I love a good Stroop waffle while I'm in the air.
That's a great point.
Quick side note, we found these Stroop waffles at Costco. They are freaking delightful. Had way too many in 24 hours.
Love that. He's carameled up. He's ready for the pod. We're 10 minutes in, haven't even touched the football yet. Love to see it. All right, guys, we actually don't have that much to get into, so it's kind of good that we had airline talk. One, we're going to do our dudes of the week, as always. Two, I wanted to get your take. We're a little bit over halfway, and I know we've talked about this a few different times, but honestly, just... is the bottom three still the bottom three we said it is? And then I want to get your top seven. Who's going to Europe? Who's going to be left out as you're seeing it right now? And then we're going to talk predictions for EFL second leg and FA Cup just because we are still a week away from a Premier League game, essentially. I didn't even realize that until I was like looking at the schedule. So let's get into it. Dudes of the week. I'm going to start us off and... I'll have Dylan go second, Nick go third. I like when Nick has a double pick. I feel like people are probably in the same positions over and over again because my brain only works one way. I know there's someone that needs to get picked, and I'm hoping you guys are going to do it so I don't have to. So I'll wait and see, but if not, I'll use my last pick on him.
I'm not, by the way. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I refuse. I wrote him down, but I refuse to.
I will.
I don't know if Nick knows who I'm talking about.
We'll find out.
The guy I'm talking about was in DraftKings jail. Okay.
No, we're not talking about the same one.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't think so. Yeah.
Flew over his head.
Yeah, absolutely. Right in the Spirit Airlines. All right, I'll leave this off. I texted you guys about this earlier, and I've joked that we're so much older than Dylan and Michael, but I'm sure that they dealt with it too.
You're older than me.
I know. I like to project older. When Nick's on here, I like to jump on his shoulders, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm older."
I got three herniated discs. Don't do that. That's bad for the back.
We'll find another way to link up. First dude of the week, Sports Illustrated. Gotta be. And a sad dude of the week because that kind of stinks. But I was down in Naples, so every person that I knew liked sports down there, I could bring it up to them, and they were just mind blown that Sports Illustrated would ever go under. Mind you, the youngest person I talked to was 65. But it does suck. Sports Illustrated for kids. This is a PG podcast, so we're not going to talk about the swimsuit issue. But shaped how I learned about sports, and I remember like getting Sports Illustrated for kids in grade school. So... that stinks. Tough. Great. Any thoughts?
This is way above the year I was born, so never really heard of the magazine. Yeah,
you're more of an ESPN magazine guy, I feel like.
Yeah, so...
90s
fun,
kids.
Fun fact is that in college, my whole wall, our dad used to keep every magazine or cover. I cut them up and I collaged my whole college wall with every single thing. So, you know, never heard of the magazine.
Just it was more like scrap paper to you, actually.
Basically, I think Nick did the same thing, no?
Yeah. Dad had so many, mom said get rid of them. So me and my roommate, we didn't cut it out. We literally plastered an entire dorm room of like stuff, and then you mix in the one random like picture of like a hot female, like, you know, like one random poster you got at the quad or something like that.
I don't know. This is when I like to be younger, and I'm like, Dylan and I would never do that. We really respected women at our age, and didn't do that in college. Right, Dylan?
Yeah, at Belushi.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just kidding, Nick. Don't give us that face.
I gotta say, I do remember the first SI for kids I ever got was with Ken Griffey Jr. and it said the kid, and he had the backward, he had the iconic backwards hat, like the trivia, the cards that came with it. Like I can't remember. I had to be monthly. I assume we used to get it. Like that and East Bay were like my two favorite magazines when I was 8 years old. Like, what gear can I get? And let me read about sports.
Yeah, East Bay, the one magazine I probably read the most and never ordered anything out of. Our librarian in grade school would get the Sports Illustrated for Kids, and she thought that if she took like duct tape, like clear duct tape, and put it over the cards, people wouldn't take them out. Essentially, what she did for us, though, is like if you were the first one with it, you just rip the thing out, and then she laminated them for you, essentially, which was awesome. So, like, shout out to her. Mrs. Horning. I don't know if she's still around, but great lady. I will also say I'm going to take any chance I can to have the cover of this podcast be a little bit less thoughtful, so to speak. So NAFTA Illustrated covers are coming out, at least for this pod, maybe the next one, just so it's a little bit easier for me. But Sports Illustrated, first dude of the week. Shout out to them. Done.
I have a theme this week. It's going to be about people and growth. And getting better as humans. So my first dude of the week is Ivan Toney, because he's learned and grown from what he had to deal with gambling and having a year suspended. It was a year, right? Or was it 6 months?
8 months.
Eight months.
It was reduced,
Felt like a year. But his growth is that if you can't gamble on yourself, you can make your friends money when you score a goal and you move foam a little to the right. So shout out to Ivan Toney, still playing the odds and getting his goal right away.
I'm not gonna lie, I started making the cover already. Sorry, Nick, I didn't mean to cut you off. Started making the cover already. He's obviously on it, and with the tagline, "You bet he's back." So good to go.
He's not a better, but he sure is a cheater.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know about that. Let Pete Rose in. Anyway, Nick, your double pick?
My first pick is the new Sheffield United striker, Ben Diaz. Welcome to the Premier League with a cheeky little toe touch over a defender swinging his leg and a sweet little volley against West Ham. That goal was pretty techie, and it was pretty legit. So it was nice to see he finally got his first Premier League goal on his debut. My second, we're going to go across the English Channel a little bit, but we will tie it back to England here. Weidmar Bremen, with the 1-0 dub over Bayern to damage Harry Kane's last shot at a trophy and at the same time gaining distance in the relegation zone.
I want to ask a quick question. I feel like if I think back to us doing this and us picking people, Nick, do you have a bit of a Kane vendetta?
Yes, because... I
feel like there's a lot of anti-Kane on your side.
Maybe it's a mix of I'm a little upset he didn't come to United. Maybe I think it's kind of funny that they're basically assembling the 2018-2019 Tottenham team over there. And also, it's just a nice, fun way to troll my friend that listens who's a Spurs fan.
All right, we're not against that, or we are... Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm all for that, essentially. I just feel like I always remember you having a little bit to say about Harry Kane.
I just think it's funny that the guy does everything and it's just going to keep eluding him.
I mean,
couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
I like Harry Kane, but I'm with Nick. If he goes to Bayern and they actually don't win a trophy, it is hilarious.
Because you have it's 1,000% hilarious. Funny.
Yeah, and they lose it to another team from the same region and they go undefeated. That'd be nuts.
Agreed. Dylan, who you got?
Second on the growth train, I want to see if you guys know this name. Michael Salisbury. Ever heard of him?
Does he make steaks?
No. So
is he from Maryland?
So Michael Salisbury was the referee in the Sheffield United West Ham game, who gave the penalty for the goalie coming out and, you know, kind of punching the striker, getting away. And that's growth, because Michael Salisbury was on VAR of the Wolves United game when Onana came out and punched Sasa in the face. So he's learned from his mistakes, and he's learned that it's a penalty. So you know what? He's read letters, not mad, really happy for him due to the week learning and growing.
Deep cut.
If there's one thing that the Naftapod doesn't do, it's hold a grudge. I can promise you that. At all. So I appreciate that, Dylan. Your growth, too.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. You 4 months ago would have been spit and piss on this one.
Well, because I thought it was game one. I was like, we might get relegated. That point didn't matter. Now that point might matter when we're literally tied with United to go into Europe and they get in because of goal differential. So you know what? Yeah, actually, I'm still mad.
No, spoiler alert. Don't let the listeners know about what we're going to talk about next. All right, I got two picks. First one. Won the NWSL last season, and outside of the Ohio State Buckeyes, maybe having the best offseason of any sports team currently, the New York Gothams, New York, New Jersey, whatever you want to say, Gothams, signed Crystal Dunn, Tierna Davidson, Rose Lavelle, and Emily Sonnet. Just a free agency that rivals the Heat with LeBron and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. Hopefully they're not going to have a rally where they talk about the 12 titles they'll win. That's didn't end well. You can't spell dynasty without NY. I know it's the opposite way around. My second, or third actually, dudes of the week. I'm doubling up here, and I apologize if I take one of your guys's. I really do. But Cape Verde and Equatorial Guinea topped their group in AFCON. We're not supposed to be anywhere near there. Beat Nigeria and Ivory Coast, Equatorial Guinea did. Cape Verde beat Egypt and Ghana to be top of the table. So shout out to them. They were not supposed to do that, to say the least.
My third dude of the week has to do, again, shocking, with the Wolves. In case you didn't know, but during the FA Cup replays, ESPN didn't show any of them, so there's no way to actually watch them, like, at all.
Can I ask a quick question, though? You guys were snubbed another game in the FA Cup, too, weren't you? I was trying to find one of your games, and they didn't have it on beforehand, I thought.
Yeah.
Is that incorrect?
No, that's correct. Like, it wasn't on any, like, you couldn't watch it at all.
No, I meant, like, the last round, too. I feel like
the first Brentford game was the first Brentford game
to
watch. It was the replay. However, growth and silver linings is when you can't watch something, there's always radio. And let me tell you, I went on to the Wolves radio call on the Wolves official website. My dudes of the week are Mikey Burrows, Andy Thompson, and Tom King. I don't know if you've ever listened to the City or United version, but Hank ended up doing the same for Everton. Because the next day, he's like, dude, Everton's not on. I can't watch this. I was like, listen to the radio, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had more fun listening to a soccer game. They're just like three guys hanging out, like they're not at the pub, but it sounds like they're hanging out at the pub, just shooting the shit. And then as I was listening to it, I just peeked up every time they got really excited. Outside of that, they're just telling stories. It was great. So shout out to three of them. Honestly, I might watch the visual medium of the games while listening to the radio movie.
My dad did that for baseball all the time. Nick, I'm not trying to make an ageist joke, but I know you're a radio listener. You're going to pipe in here?
Yeah, I was about to say, you guys always give me crap and give me a hard time for, I'm driving home, you know, so I can't watch the game because, you know.
Responsible child.
Rules of the road and all that nonsense.
You don't plug Hulu in and just listen to it?
It depends. Honestly, I have done that in the past, and it depends who's announcing the game. So I check that out before I get going, and I do that. But, dude, the radio guys on XM, it's on XM, but whoever, you know, they tap into some British broadcast, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, they just start talking. It's like they're literally hanging out at a pub, and they're like, oh, there's a game going on.
It's like someone just said that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Dylan. Dylan, I'm not going to lie to you. I tuned you out for a minute, so.
I've only done it once, Dylan. It was for the Club World Cup. And much like most City things, as you'd expect, I hated it because it was a lot of pretension and it kind of sucked. So I can see how it'd be awesome for, you know, smaller teams like United and Everton, teams on the rise like Wolves. But for City, the guys kind of sucked on there, I'm not going to lie.
Well, thanks for letting us know you really were an iPad kid, even though you said you weren't a couple weeks ago.
How is it an iPad kid comment?
I need to watch it. I can't listen.
No, I'm saying that they were annoying.
Basically, what he's saying is that
I'm sorry.
He's basically like calling out City, saying that he doesn't like the fit. He's a City fan, but doesn't like his brother and that are fans, which is a bigger issue to tackle.
Yeah. That's a whole different pod that maybe in the offseason we can get into. But how do I hate myself? But yeah, there was just a lot of like pretension. It was a lot of this. I don't know. It was tough. I don't like homerism in any form, so it was kind of boring. Nick, your last dude. We belabored this thing a bit.
Yeah.
So I had some stories.
No,
remember when this was supposed to be a quick segment? Yeah. Ever?
Right.
Quick shots. Well, since Dylan went with all his positivity and growth, I need to balance this out and bring this down with a little, and continue with my vendettas and a little bit of a cheap shot. Omar Bahata coming on over to the correct side of Manchester, baby. It's about time we are back. And I gotta tell you, my 3 weeks of being calm, cool, collected, it's pretty much over. I'm pretty pumped up.
Love to hear it. Before we dive into the next segment, you want to explain to us how the Glazers are going to force your new owner to sell his shares?
Who cares? Omar's there.
Okay, perfect. Good to know. Do you
really want to know? Because it's freaking insane.
Do you have a Cliff Notes version of this?
Yeah. The basic version of it is if they find someone within the first 18 months of the deal that can provide them with a better financial deal than what he provided, he'll be forced to sell his shares, and then they sell it to that person, which infuriated me. Because if you watch that video that I sent you, they could literally have another Glazer buy him out, and then they just buy out another Glazer brother, and then they just own and they just sold it and made money on it. Like that's like that is potentially an option, which is the most insane thing ever. And then I might quit.
They need money to afford Baker.
That's true.
Actually. Good point, Dylan. Blazers out, even from the City side, although I love to see the pandemonium. All right, Dudes of the Week, the shortest segment ever, done and dusted. Guys, real quick, let's do it this way. Let's go same setup. Dylan, you can go first. Nick can go second. I'll go last. But relegation, is it changing for any of you guys? Are you still got the three promoted teams up? Dylan, what are your quick thoughts there?
When you said this is the topic we were going to do, it's literally like when I say I'm not going to have any more candy and you just throw it right in front of me, because the only image that in my brain is Roy Hodgson looking across the field, which is also like the saddest thing I think I've ever seen. Yeah. I felt so bad. Yeah. But just looking across the field at the Palace fans just saying like, we hate everything about this club right now. If Luton and all them just weren't, I want to say Luton can do it, but I just don't think they can. Out of all those teams, forgetting point deduction, which I guess we have to do, but soon enough, like, I think it's going to stay to three, but I think Palace is going to flirt with that line a little bit.
Well, I think that's an interesting thing to bring up, though. Like, once we get the Forest deduction and maybe the additional... I don't want to talk about the additional Everton deduction because Michael and Nick... like, went over that last pod, and I think everyone here thinks that as long as Everton does what they're supposed to do and plays how they can, they're not going to be screwed. My biggest thought was Forest, but Dylan, I don't think you're wrong that there's a problem at Selhurst Park right now.
Did you see who was in the stands?
Unless Potter comes back, but then again, Potter kind of sucked at Chelsea, but it could be he's finally at a club again that fits what he can actually do.
The other crazy thing is, like, imagine how much Brighton would hate him then, because he leaves Brighton to go to Chelsea and they're kind of pissed about it, but then he goes and like coaches the rival like after he fails. Like, that's kind of crazy. So we'll see.
You're right, Palace down.
It's real Jose. It's real Jose of him.
Yeah, I'm one of those people though that doesn't even like Jose, but I know Jose's more talented than him. Also, RIP Jose. Big fives up for Jose. Nick, what are your thoughts?
I think that Jose will be the next USA manager for Halter out. Anyway, moving on.
Ooh.
Clipping. Here's my bold take. It pains me to say this. I think Everton's getting an additional deduction, and I think Everton is is not going to be able to recover.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't feel pride saying it, but I think Luton is just this scrappy enough team that's just like that friend that won't go away. Like, it's like your, no offense, Dylan, it's your little sibling when you're trying to play in the park with your friends. And you're like, let me come hang out. You know, I want to play with the big boys. That's what Luton's going to be. They're going to be just enough, because I think they're getting some footing, as much footing as you can get down in 18th. But I think Everton, it's going down.
Can I ask you a quick question?
How am I going to be wrong? Yeah, go for it.
Do you think through the rest of the season, Everton have 4 more points than Forest with the games remaining?
Yes. That's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah. I think Forest is fucked.
I think because Forest is going to get another... Let's say like Forest gets the 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they give Everton 10, there's going to be an appeal where, like, I was talking to Hank where he thinks that there's 16 or something like that. And if you do the 10 mm-hmm. with all that, I think Everton's a better team than Forest right now. Mm-hmm. And thus, mm-hmm. I think Forest is going to, off their 10, would be more trouble out than Everton.
I want to give flowers where they're due. Nick, I think everyone here probably agrees, like, Luton is scrappier than we gave them credit for yes. sure. The other two teams, dead in the water, but Luton is scrappier than we gave them credit for sure. All right, I thought that was going to be quicker. So we're probably sitting in the same place. It's like the 3 promoted teams at this moment are probably getting relegated. If these deductions come down, who's on alert? It's got to be Forest, Everton, obviously, as well. But be careful, Crystal Palace. Just be careful. Would you take Potter there if you're a Palace fan, Dylan?
Yeah. Nick? I think it's...
Anybody under the age of 65, I think they would take.
That's not Patrick Vieira. Yeah.
No, I think they'd take him back at this point.
Okay. Good deal. Dylan, top 7. You don't have to give me the order, but, like, who do you think?
Liverpool, City, Arsenal, Villa, Spurs is your 5.
Mm-hmm.
If we were having this conversation in 3 more weeks so I could see if the Wolves beat Chelsea and United back-to-back, I'd pump us up a little bit. Because if we do, then I'd say we're in this conversation, but our goal differential shit, so it's probably not. If I'm looking at it, West Ham just sticks around, so I'm going to say West Ham will end up being in there, and then United ends up figuring it out, and Newcastle's on the outside end.
Dylan just dropped our goal differential is shit as United's minus five.
Yeah. You're right. Newcastle at +9 then overtakes you. You guys probably end up tied. So, I'll say you're on the outside looking in then, and you get a new coach.
Nick?
City, Liverpool, Villa, Arsenal, Spurs, United, Brighton.
I'm same as you, so I won't even bother.
And that is in my predicted order of finish as well.
Can I add, and I may have missed this, we talked about this last week, I've been flirting, and we can get into the bet section, with Tottenham finishing in 2nd.
Man.
I don't think either you guys believe it, but like, Madison comes back in a week or two. Timo, Fever, like when Son comes back, I think they technically could be better than Liverpool at Arsenal.
Who shared in our group chat the video of Werner and Mudrik?
Michael did. Oh, Nick did. It was hilarious.
Nah, I don't know. Like, and then Michael tried to sell Nick on like 1 game in, 1 assist for Werner. I was like, all right, I can't listen to this at this moment. That'd be interesting, Dylan. I think if you can get odds on them finishing 2nd, you should just put a couple dollars on it.
It's +2,200, winner without City.
Damn, that's kind of crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Think about it.
I don't know about 2nd. I think that's interesting.
Only reason I say it is I think you get the team back that started off hot, and like, I'm not saying Liverpool's going to falter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you have a team that has absolutely nothing to lose and is playing with house money. And yeah, that free-flowing could be what gets them to that point compared to what we've seen from Arsenal and Liverpool that are, I think, play tighter in the bigger games because they're like, oh shit, we have to keep up with City. Since it's now you can't leave Billy Madison with, you know, the quarterback.
Yeah. it'd be interesting. I don't see the Tottenham thing. Nick, any last points on your seven?
I think the new CEO signing and the fact that he says, like, you got to be gone a year or two, like, I think that will just be a wake-up call, and again, not that it's going to propel us into the top four, but it'll definitely move us up into, like, a fifth or sixth conversation, just, like, maybe people will start getting their shit together a little bit. I think Villa is a better team than Arsenal, so I'm pretty pumped about that, so I think Villa has a great season and finishes third. I'm still not sold on Arsenal.
Yeah.
Until they can prove they can do it down the stretch, you know, last 6, 8, 10 weeks, until you prove it to me you can do it, then
make them go to Stoke.
Yeah. In a rainy day. I've been saying it for I don't know how many pods in a row, the exact thing Nick's saying. I'm glad he agrees with me. Dylan, I can see third for Tottenham much easier than second, I think.
I know, but that's no fun.
I know. You're all about the chaos. All right. That's our top seven. That's our relegated. Let's quickly hit these games real quick. Double quick there. Triple quick. Quadruple quick. Brighton, 0-0. This was my game of the week, I said on this. A little cheeky, but it was supposed to be, in my mind, I think, the best game. We don't talk about 0-0s unless, you know, one of our teams is doing it. Dylan, did you have any quick thoughts on this? I know you listened to it.
Well, one, XG was there. We probably need to get some type of lone striker to actually finish things at this point. But the only two quick things is no one got injured. We didn't get any new suspensions. And from a team that we have lost 4-1, 6-0, and I think 3-0, the fact that we went to their place where they also, this is the first time they haven't scored in 23 home games, I'll take my point and we're on to the West Brom to have them eat shit.
Yeah, love to hear it. The one thing I'll add, I don't know if you listened to the transfer episode, but we've gotten some applauses from other Wolves fans for the Che Adams shout. Bring Che Adams to the Wolves. All right. Dylan, not as big of a fan, but that's fine.
Second Arsenal on the team in scoring, Dylan.
I'm sure he'd be great. I don't know. It doesn't move the needle for me, but that probably means he'll be fantastic, so sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's just your classic, like, Premier League transfer from the Championship where it's like, these guys, he's showing out, you got to bring him up. 5-0, Arsenal over Palace, Gabriel, an own goal by Dino Hendersino, Trossard, Martinelli with a double dip in extra time, only 1 minute apart. That's not a good look, Palace. Nick, Dylan, we just talked about this. Not going to really talk about the Arsenal win, like, they should be beating Palace, but this is a dumpster fire for Palace right now. This is tough.
How is Roy Hodgson still in the dugout? Like, all respect to the man, you know? But if you got Graham Potter sitting up there, whether he paid for the ticket himself or not, you know how that looks, and you've got 10 days in between games. Your next match is not until January 30th. If there's ever a time to get someone in when it's not an international break, unless they are, well, waiting for the international break, you got to make the move.
At what point are we crying elder abuse here? Like, this is pretty tough. As a fellow old,
like, result of respect.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I teared up, like I said. Like,
yeah, it was a sad
moment. The image at the end was like, the guy loves the club. Yeah. And, like, I know it's probably not as much against him outside of the fact that, like, he's put in this situation. It's just more, I think they're probably saying, we can still finish mid-table, get to the end of the year, and then we bring someone in. And I think that's going to, could end up being a mistake where, like, again, I think they'll end up staying up, but I think they're going to flirt with that line where it's going to get a little too close for comfort. But I don't think they'll bring anyone in.
It's, I think you might, and, like, Dylan, you might have been heading this way, but, like, You can just get mid-table, get someone in the offseason and get it going. You could also bring them in now. Maybe they get one signing they want and you get mid-table, and now these team, like, the players know the guy, and he knows who he wants to keep for the summer, so you can, like, start doing business day one. I don't know. It's not a good sense. Exactly. Like, soccer executives are pretty dumb, we've come to find out over the 3.5 years we've done this. Nick knows all about it. Brentford, 3-2 win over Nottingham Forest. The man, the myth, Ivan Toney with a goal in the 19th minute. Wasn't the first one of the game, though. That was Danilo for Nottingham. That made it 1-1. A Ben Mee sighting in the 58th minute. Chris Wood sighting in the 65th. Neil Maupay signing in the 68th. This was a classic rock style football match for names you know but haven't seen on the score sheet in a while. We already talked about Brentford, or we already talked about Forest and their struggles. Brentford back? Question mark? Toney? Question mark?
I think it's the momentum you need. Sometimes you need that locker room guy to show up, and it just changes the whole season again. So
Dylan's famous words. Yeah, Dylan's famous words. Don't apologize for winning.
Yeah.
They got supposed to beat Forest. Back. Yeah.
I think they got their swagger back. 3 times before they got that figured out.
There you go. Nick, any quick thoughts on the Brentford boys? The Bees?
Yeah, it's not hard to score when you cheat. But anyway, I think this is what Brentford's been waiting for. And it is good to see Toney. Jokes aside, it's nice to see him have a positive outing back, because you know how much that means to him and everything. And just as a human being, it's a great thing to have. So it's nice to see Brentford. Hopefully fun Brentford's back. Not miserable, dilapidated, dreary.
Yeah. Brentford. Give me 4-4 draw against Liverpool Brentford. I miss that team. That team was fun. That was a good team. Sheffield 2-2. Sheffield United, West Ham United 2-2. Speaking of blast from the past, Maxwell Cornet. I didn't even realize he was still on the damn team. Ben Brentaren Diaz goal for Sheffield tied it up. JWP with a pen in the 79th, and then Ollie McBurney in the 13th minute of stoppage time, the latest ever recorded goal in the Premier League. Has Sheffield share a point? In all honesty, it's a road game, et cetera, et cetera. I don't care to give excuses to West Ham. They honestly kind of got played off the pitch in this one. XG was pretty similar, but they had that penalty. But anytime you're given 57% possession to Sheffield United.
Do you know what Sheffield United's average possession was for the full year? So, like, you're like 90 games. 36%. Which is why in our group I said, like, play stupid games, get stupid prizes. Like, I get their counter team and they like to play that, but they gave it to themselves.
They gave up 21 total shots to him, too. I mean, Sheffield United's XG is 2.5, which is nuts. That has to be the highest one they've had all year, too. Any alarm bells, though, for West Ham? They're solidly 7-12.
Every time that I assume that they're bad again, they end up still being good. So
they're doing just enough to hang around. I mean, honestly, they should have had a penalty at the end. And, but we will resist this week having a VAR rant. But I do have to shout out MIB with the hilarious comment of the day with the. That's not a penalty. It's just pass interference in the penalty area.
It clearly was, too. It clearly was. Yeah. We'll let the refs off the hook this week. But it was tough. That's also tough. Dylan, I'm right there with you. You're a counter team, but West Ham has much better players than Sheffield, dude. Just line up and, you know, go at them. 4-0 Liverpool over Bournemouth. This was at Bournemouth. A double dip for both Nunez and Jota. If Michael was here, there'd be a lot more to say about it. He, I think, is pretty pumped up about this win. They are missing a ton of people. Bournemouth's not a bad team. I told him, and I'll get your take on this before we move on. No excuses. Like, Klopp's got to get his second one. That's how I feel about it. I don't know.
I thought, by the way, the guy you were going to shout out, I thought you were going to shout out Darwin Nunez for his 10 goals, 10 assists. So that's who I thought you were going with earlier. But
no, come on.
I mean, they did what everyone should do with Bournemouth. You know, and as I said, United included as they get swept. But I'm gonna be on the I'm gonna rain on his parade. I just read an article that in the big the traditional top six table, Liverpool is sixth out of sixth. They haven't beat any of the traditional top six teams, so good for you. You can beat someone at the bottom, but can't beat the top.
And I'll do my Michael. I'll do my Michael impression. Well, Nick, you don't realize that none of those teams we've played at Anfield yet, and therefore it doesn't matter, and we drew everyone, so we haven't dropped points, really. There you go. Dylan, any thoughts about
that? I'm definitely going to pay for that one next week, so...
Same. I'm going to clip it out and send it to him. It's fine. You and I together.
Diego Jota, good.
Yeah.
That's all. Because you want to talk about someone who was appreciated in the Midlands that... In Liverpool, everyone apparently thinks sucks. He's good. Mm-hmm. Let him cook.
Yeah, honestly, news to me. Had no idea that people didn't like him there. It's kind of crazy.
Michael talks all the time. They like.
I know.
They always are like, he doesn't contribute. And then all he ever does is come in as like a super sub and score a goal in like the 73. Yeah.
I do think if hockey assists were a thing, they'd realize like how... I mean, he had two goals and an assist in this one. Like, I don't know.
Someone, I think it was one of the Robbies, said that he's the best finisher at the club. Like,
yeah,
that's pretty.
I see that.
And if they want someone who's similar to that who can do assists for 110 million, we have one.
There you go. Get the coffers back up, Dylan. All right, five games this week. Short week. We still managed to go 47 minutes into this. Let's dive in. We got no Prem this weekend, but we got EFL Cup. We got FA Cup. Let's start with the second legs of the EFL Cup. First game you got coming up, guys, is Chelsea and Middlesbrough. Sorry, I want to get the scores here. Middlesbrough up 1-0. They're heading to Chelsea, Stamford Bridge for this one. Do we got an upset on the cards? Dylan's saying yes. Nick's saying yes.
I have them winning in our prediction, so I will be taking Middlesbrough.
Love it. Nick.
I have Chelsea advancing in our picks, but Michael Carrick, I'm sorry, buddy, for ever doubting you. Make it happen.
Yeah. I have Chelsea from the original picks too, but you will not see me disappointed at all and probably rooting for Middlesbrough to pull it off. Liverpool and Fulham on the other side, it's 2-1 Liverpool, and they're heading to Craven Cottage for this one. Anything? No.
Liverpool's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Also because of my brother-in-law being a like diehard Fulham fan as of like 7 months ago. He keeps telling me they're better than Wolves. I would like Liverpool to win.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Yeah, I got Liverpool as well. So EFL Cup final, which we're hoping for, Liverpool Middlesbrough would be an interesting matchup. Liverpool-Chelsea, not as much. I think it was 2 years ago or last year was the matchup for the EFL Cup for that one, too. I don't remember.
No, last year was United-Newcastle.
Yeah, you're right. It was 2 years ago, and then they went into, like, 12 penalty kicks, I'm pretty sure. And Kepa missed it, right?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, poor Kepa. I think Nick and I talked about this. I've never seen a player that looks least like he should be in a Real Madrid jersey than Kepa. Anyway,
do you want to say the other part of that joke or no?
I forget it.
What you followed it with?
Oh,
yeah, no, yeah. Trump behind the presidential seal. Shout out to Ron DeSantis. What a guy. All right, moving on. Let's not lose any more listeners. I think we skew more one way than the other, honestly. FA Cup, big matchup. We have 16 games. We're going to run through these. We'll do them quick, rapid fire style, and then get you out of here with a bet and a joke from Dylan. First game we got in here, Bournemouth hosting Swansea. Dylan, who you got?
Give me the Cherries.
I got the Cherries as well. Nick, what about yourself?
Put another one on top for me.
All right. Blackburn hosting Wrexham. I think for the Bants, we're all going to pick the same one. I got Wrexham in this one. Nick, who do you got?
Wrexham as well.
Yeah, I'm not gonna not pick Wrexham.
This is not bans for me. This is 100%. This will happen.
And this is where everyone in the UK goes fucking Americans on the podcast. Love it. Premier League matchup: Chelsea hosting Villa. Nick, lead us off.
I'm going with the home prediction here. I'm just gonna go with Chelsea based on the playing at home. Actually, no, kidding. I'm changing that because they're playing twice this week. Villa's not. Fuck it. I'm taking Villa.
Why I'm taking Villa, too.
Yeah. Well, mostly because I can't. I also can't win anything in this, so I'm so far behind you guys, I might as well just make the picks that I want to happen.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's such a great point.
Yeah, but you're taking the same picks as us, so thus you should take Chelsea.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Good point, Nick. Let's start it off. Dylan, Michael, and myself, all 28-4 from the last round. Nick, 24-8. Very respectable as well, but you got to make up 4 games.
All right, so, you know what? I'll put it this way. I'll make my official prediction Chelsea, but I want Villa to win. So that'll bemuse Dylan there.
Love it. Everton hosting Luton. Dylan.
Toffees.
I actually think mind games. I wonder if they play again in the season. I don't have that information. I'm going to pick Everton, but it would be funny for them to lose to Luton in this one so that they can beat them in the Premier League. But either or. Nick?
Yeah, they play Luton in May. I took the Toffees.
All right. Fulham, Newcastle. They're beaten, they're battered, but they played City really, really tough. I'm going to take the Geordies on this one. I know it's at the Cottage, but again, 2 games in 1 week. I don't know about that for Fulham. Nick, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to switch it because not only is it 2 games in a week, I think that that is a closer chance for them to get into a cup final. They are going to try to do everything in their power to send it against Liverpool. I could see them blowing all the gaskets on Wednesday. So yep. I'll go with Newcastle.
All right, Dylan?
Yes.
Perfect. Ipswich, Maidstone, making it in. We know Dylan loves Ipswich, but Nick, do you love Ipswich?
I do, and I do enough to pick them to win.
Dylan?
Yeah, give me Ipswich.
Yeah, I got Ipswich.
My boy,
the fighting Sheerans, I got Ipswich as well. Leeds hosting Plymouth. Dylan?
I'll take Leeds. I watched Plymouth last week, and they're fun, but they're not, like, Leeds good.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. I'm going to take Leeds, although I like the Plymouth jerseys. Give me Leeds. Nick?
Yeah, I'm taking Leeds, but definitely don't sleep on Plymouth. They're super entertaining to watch.
Leicester hosting Birmingham. I got to do this for Barb. I got the Foxes. Nick, be a good son.
I will be.
Dylan?
New coach found? No, I'll check
that. There isn't. Dylan, he's won his first 2 matches.
Shit.
That's a new coach.
I'll take Leicester.
All right, good deal. Liverpool, Norwich. Nick, you got there?
The pool.
Dylan?
Pool.
Yeah, Liverpool. I got them as well. Newport. Hey, it's a small gym. It's a road game for United. What's going to happen? They're hosting Man United. Nick, you worried?
Well, no, because they don't have Jimmy Chipwood. So,
but the goals are the same distance.
We're gonna go with United. This is gonna be a disaster, though.
Yeah, Dylan.
I'll take United.
I got United as well. Newport did beat a team that was out of the football league, right? So you could have made a trip there, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that would have been kind of awesome.
That would have been actually pretty sick. Sheffield United hosting Brighton. I'm going Gulls. I think Sheffield United is just toast in all regards. Nick, who you got?
I think Sheffield actually looked half decent last game. I'm taking Sheffield with Brighton has been dropping a lot of points, and they might just give up on the cup and try to focus on Europe and they need to get out of a competition somewhere. So maybe this is it.
Dylan?
I put myself up. No. I think that Brighton needs to prove they can score goals, so I'll take Brighton.
I think Brighton. All right, Sheffield Wednesday, the other Sheffield. This is at Hillsborough, hosting Coventry. Dylan, who you got?
Disavow Coventry.
You said you're picking Coventry?
Picking Coventry, but disavow.
Yeah. Okay. I feel you. I gotta change it up a little bit because I know that I wanted to pick Coventry too, but I like the Owl. So I'm going Sheffield Wednesday. So I'm going that way. It's how Dylan picked his college football or basketball teams, right, Nick? We've heard that story 12 times.
Yeah, it's how Dylan won all of his Beanie Babies.
Yeah, and our absolutely.
Cancun.
And our trip to Cancun, and Dylan getting a senior frogs in the face. I'm taking Coventry.
All right, Spurs hosting City. This is actually my third level of hell. I got to go City, but like, yeah, if we don't win, that makes total sense. Nick, who you got?
Yeah, I was back and forth on this one because it can go either way, but I end up taking City.
I think Dylan's going to take Spurs, so this is going to work out in my favor.
No, I took City. I wanted to take Spurs so bad, though.
I mean, you should. We've never won there. Quite literally, never won there.
It means it's going to tie. And then
This is when he said Wolves was his bogey team, and they hadn't beaten him in 5 years.
Anyway. And guess what happened this year?
Yeah, right?
Oh.
Draw. Watford, Southampton. I didn't know Southampton was flying as much as they are. Aaron, Nick, who you got on this one?
Yeah, Southampton. They're high.
Yeah, Dylan?
Southampton, like I said, they haven't lost in like 2 months.
Damn. I love Watford because I love Deeney, but I'll go Southampton as well. West Brom hosting Wolves. A little, this is a little Midland-y. This is the first time you guys have played since 2012, I think I read.
Without, big rivalry. With fans in attendance.
With fans. Okay, okay. Big game. Got to get up for it, for sure.
County Derby.
Yep.
Also, you have to get up for it. It's at 6:45 a.m., unfortunately. Of course, they made that 11:45 game over there. I'm taking Wolves.
I thought Michael was off the pod. All right. Yeah, I got Wolves as well. Complaining about times of games. Sorry.
That's more for me, because waking up on a Sunday at 6:45...
Yes, yeah, I know. I know. But if I had to hear about the 11 o'clock kickoff from Michael one more time this year. Nick, who you got?
Up the Albion.
Of West Brom variety?
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Oh, man. What a dick.
Did you not realize the power of this candle?
Well, Dylan, as you said, I need to make a few moves, so there's a move.
There it is. Road game, though, it would be sick for you guys to win on the road, much like the Newcastle Sunderland setup.
I'm assuming you didn't, but did you see what Matheus Cunha said about this game?
No.
So I'm assuming you did it. They've been posting, because for you guys don't know, this is a big rivalry for us. And after we beat Brentford, they're like, so what's it mean to play in a Black County derby? And Matheus Cunha's like, I'm really excited for it. Like, I've played in, like, Real Madrid, Barcelona. I've played in, like, just naming, like, all these big ones. And he goes, I've never heard of this one, but everyone tells me it's huge, so I'm really excited to be playing in it.
I was hoping that he'd actually play it off and be like, when I was growing up in Brazil, you think they talk about, you know, Barcelona and El Clasico, but really, it's the Black County Army.
He's like, I played in El Clasico, I played against Argentina. He's like, but this one, I'm really getting this up for it.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. That's fucking awesome. All right, and then last game, Bristol City hosting Forest. Nick, I think you're going to get to be the surprise first.
I'm taking Forest.
Oh, okay. Dylan?
Is that the surprise? I was gonna take Forest too.
Oh, I'm taking Bristol City.
Ooh, nice.
I know. I'm feeling a little dangerous. And that got Baker thrown out of Cleveland. That's fine. All right, FA Cup done and dusted, guys. We have the chance with editing for this to go under an hour, and that'd be three straight episodes. Let's get after it, Dylan. Any bets? Any jokes?
Yes, we have a lot of FA bets. So just because. We're taking double chance on Wrexham at +135. So either tie or win. See if they can compete. Because I know City's probably going to win, but I was torn either way. I think both teams score. So we're going to take both teams to score, but no draw at +105. So I don't care which team wins at this point.
That's a good bet. Game. That is a good bet.
We're talking about Plymouth. And like I said, I think Leeds is better than them. But Leeds scores goals. Plymouth scored 4 goals in the game that I watched recently on them, so we're going to take over 3.5 at +105. Hmm. And then just because I want to take an over this high, Ipswich and Maidstone, the over's 4.5 at +115. So that's more just a heat check, because why not?
Yeah, goals galore.
There's no other reason to take that other than let's see if we can get 5.
Bet the over, kids, if we learn anything here. And every other podcast that talks about betting. Dylan, you haven't done a joke in a while. Nick's been filling in. You got one to get us out of here?
So it's getting cold. It's cuffing season, whatnot. So if you're playing to settle down, don't date a soccer player. You know why? There's only a 1 in 11 chance that they're a keeper. Cheers.
NAFTA podcast.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.